From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. It is believed by some experts that an earthquake that hit North Korea Saturday near the country's nuclear test site was likely a natural tremor and not a nuclear explosion. A South Korea Meteorological Agency spokesman told Reuters that acoustic waves from a man-made explosion should have been detected. China's earthquake administration said the quake was not a nuclear blast, after saying earlier the 3.4 magnitude quake detected was a suspected explosion. China announced it will take action against North Korea to comply with the United Nations Security Council sanctions on the North's nuclear and missile development programs. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
The Chinese Commerce Ministry said in a statement, exports of refined petroleum to Pyongyang will be limited to 2 million barrels a year, effective October 1st. It said sales of liquefied natural gas would be banned immediately. Beijing will also ban imports of textiles from North Korea immediately. China accounts for about 90% of North Korea's trade. Such cooperation is critical for Pyongyang, and the most recent sanctions highly increase pressure on the communist country to abandon development of nuclear weapons and long-range missiles. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
At the UN General Assembly Saturday, the foreign minister of North Korea responded to President Donald Trump, and a senior Indian official lashed out at Pakistan. North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho's statements were some of the most anticipated. He called Mr. Trump a mentally deranged person full of megalomania who was on a suicide mission of his own, and peppered his 22-minute address with other choice words and insults. This is VOA News. Germany's national election Sunday is widely expected to give Chancellor Angela Merkel a historic fourth mandate in the far-right Alternative for Germany, or AfD party, seats in parliament for the first time in 60 years. Merkel campaigned on her record as a chancellor for the past 12 years, capitalizing on Germany's strong economic growth, balanced budget, record low unemployment, and growing international importance. Opinion polls suggest that Merkel's conservative CDU-CSU alliance has a double-digit lead over their center-left challenger, the socialist or social Democrats, led by a former president of the European Parliament, Martin Schulz. With about a third of Germans undecided to the run-up to the election, both Merkel and Scholz urged them on Saturday to get out and vote. Western leaders are reacting to Iran's announcement that it had successfully tested a new medium-range ballistic missile. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted Saturday that Iran just test-fired a ballistic missile capable of reaching Israel. They're also working with North Korea. Not much of an agreement we have. France, another signatory to the deal, reacted in a foreign ministry statement, saying that France demands that Iran halt all destabilizing activities in the region. Israel, frequently the target of Iran's rhetorical aggression, also weighed in, calling the test a provocation aimed at the United States, Israel, and their allies. Puerto Rico's governor met Saturday with mayors from around the U.S. island territory ravaged earlier this week by Hurricane Maria, and discussed urgent needs of their communities, some of which are still threatened by a failing dam. Governor Ricardo Rossello said Saturday on Twitter that he saw the damage to the dam, which has been overwhelmed by floodwaters after Maria's onslaught earlier in the week. He also tweeted that we reinforce our request that the people leave the area as soon as possible. Tens of thousands of people are evacuating the river valley below the dam in the island northwest. A suicide bomber has struck a NATO convoy in the Afghan capital Kabul, injuring at least three people. The Minister of Interior described the injured as Afghan civilians, but would not verify whether or not foreign forces suffered any casualties. The powerful earthquake that rocked Mexico Saturday killed at least two people, triggering new alarms in a country struggling to recover from two recent quakes that killed a total of about 400 people. The U.S. Geological Survey said that the new quake had a magnitude of 6.1 and was centered in a southern state about 360 kilometers southeast of the capital, which is still reeling from Tuesday's 7.1 quake. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.